Hey, Bob WP here. Welcome to Do the Woo, the WooCommerce Builder Podcast, episode 206. This show is brought to you by Mindsize, the perfect place to send your clients for maintenance and optimization of the Woo shop you built for them, and Trustpilot, helping potential customers find your clients so they can make better buying decisions. Tell you more about our two pod friends later in this show, but hey, I want to talk about podcasting, specifically Do the Woo. Now, bear with me for a moment. If you've been following me for a while, whether it's here at dothewoo.io or on my old site, bobwp.com, you likely know that I'm always innovating new ideas with content. It's been an interesting long road, over a decade, probably more like about 13, 14 years. And it's had me interweaving between all these various mediums. Now, when Do the Woo started in 2016, after several episodes, I branched it out into a wider spectrum and called it the WP e-commerce show. Then a couple years later, Do the Woo was calling me back into the fold. Heard its little voice, so I picked it up again and ran two podcasts simultaneously. When that podcast show hit 200, the WP e-commerce show, I called it quits on that one and pulled my attention back into this podcast full force. Well, one thing led to another, and after our first four episodes, I realized I didn't want to do it alone, so Brad Williams joined me as a co-host, and over time, the podcast has grown. The site is focused on Woo builders, and now I have 13 amazing hosts that bring you two episodes every week. Now, you're probably wondering, where's this going? You know, why the podcast history? Well, I wanted to take it a step because I have a point here that I'm leading up to. So what the podcast series looks like right now, I've spent the last year or so introducing a variety of content with two specific end goals. Creating a variety of topics via various mediums for all Woo builders, and continuing to discover creative ways to elevate the cool builders we have in this ecosystem. With some changes coming over the next few weeks, which ultimately gives more options for the builders out there, you listeners, to be part of this community, there was one piece that I've been chewing on for several months. Been going back and forth on this idea of adding some new episodes to the existing lineup. Yes, some more episodes. But again, bear with me because there's a method behind this madness. Now, let's look at where we are right now. And I want to kind of share the lineup because sometimes I think, you know, we have such a variety of topics and co-hosts that you don't really ever at a single point might be able to wrap your brain around exactly the different what I call series in this podcast. Twice a month in two of the shows, Brad Williams and myself, and in the other show, Jonathan Wold and Anna Maria Radu talk with Woo builders. Now, these shows have kept to the original format of us giving you the chance to meet other builders in this space and learn from them. This was the impetus of Do the Woo. And somewhat in a similar format, we have an episode with Ronald Jizzle and Marcus Burnett, where they bring you a guest each month directly from WooCommerce.com. This gives you the opportunity to learn more about what happens behind the scenes at Woo. It also gives everyone a glimpse into the day-to-day work that team members are involved with while sharing insights and challenges along the way. And this pretty much came from the idea that a lot of people are saying, you know, we never hear from the people behind the scenes at WooCommerce. Well, we brought that to you for that particular reason. Now, another episode that we have each month is a Woo Roundtable, which is monthly and is with hosts Ronald Jizzle and panelists Robbie Adair, Robert Jacoby, and Tammy Lister. Now, they seek out an interesting topic both in WooCommerce and the bigger e-commerce space and in a roundtable style give their insights and thoughts. In addition, we have Woo Biz Chats. Now, that's hosted by Robbie Adair and Robert Jacoby. And they sit down monthly with builders and focus specifically on the business side of running a Woo agency shop or company. Now, we've introduced three newer topical series. One is Woo Dev Chat. Developers Zach Stepik, Carl Alexander and Till Cruz dive into some extremely geek-filled conversations around Wu performance. Occasionally they have a guest, other times it's just the three of them. But this is serious developer talk, so if you're a developer, you really need to check into this one. The second in that newer series is Wu Builder Stories with hosts Abba Takor and Anna Maria Radu. They have fun learning the stories behind the builders, learning about their successes and challenges, while sharing with others how they can start their own Wu Builder story. And the last in the new series, Wu Visions, is a break from the traditional Then and Now with hosts Ronald Jizzle and Kathy Zant. We are talking with the visionaries, those who live for the future and are involved with building cool and innovative ideas around both WooCommerce and e-commerce. Often these guests are not totally immersed in Woo, maybe just a foot in it. And then lastly, I do every Friday Woo Bits with a review of the week and some commentary from yours truly. So that's where the podcast is at this point. A lot of history there, a lot of then and now. So what comes next? What's the next podcast journey? Wu Builder Bytes. This is the whole point of this, and I wanted to lead up with that history. And maybe it might be good because you'll get a better grasp of exactly what we have going on here. But before I do that, and I get into this much-anticipated topic of this particular podcast, I do want to take a break and share with you a little bit more about our two sponsors, our two pod friends. If you build WooCommerce sites, whether you're a freelancer, small business, or agency, often optimization and maintenance is not something in your game plan. When you hand off the site to your clients, the last thing you want to happen is a disruption with their business and their sales. But Mindsize has you covered. Now, what's cool about Mindsize is that their team of experts will take care of anything from a small site to a complex WooCommerce store, giving your clients peace of mind when their customers place an order on their site is such an important piece of the relationship. So keep your clients happy and send them to Mindsize for that exceptional service they deserve. You can find them at mindsize.com. You know how important reviews are to your client sites, or even your own Wu shop. So why not check out the world's leading review platform where over 626,000 websites have been rated and reviewed. Trustpilot integrates with WooCommerce not only to help with getting more reviews and displaying them, but it also gives you the benefit of SEO. Every month, over 4 million reviews on Trustpilot helps potential customers find your clients and helps those customers make better buying decisions. Using Trustpilot with WooCommerce transforms reviews into traffic, sales, and customer loyalty. All you need to do is head over to the WooCommerce Marketplace and get their free extension. So please do check out our two pod friends. I'd like to thank them for their amazing support. And let's get back into that idea I was talking about, that one that was mulling around in my head. And guess what? It really played out like this. The conduit for this idea was twofold. Pretty simple, though. How can I elevate Wu Builders even more? And how can I provide an optional, shorter episode for listeners? Now, a thought occurred to me somewhere along the way. It was simply this. A podcast by Wu Builders for Wu Builders. Now, in theory, you could say that's what we're doing here already, and you'd be right. But if we take that same thought literally, well, that is what is next. A podcast by Wu Builders for Wu Builders. This is going to open the opportunity for builders to take the mic and do their own show while elevating their knowledge. It can be done by a monologue style show, a conversation between a couple of builders, or joining me as a co-host. The topics are focused more on business tips in the Wu space, building sites and building products. The big key here is two-part. One, the episodes will be 5 to 15 minutes, with 15 minutes being the max. And I want to make each episode actionable. What I'm not looking for is marketing or sales reps coming in to give their spiel. I want to talk to builders about their own experiences and share something that is actionable and useful. It's also not an opportunity for an ad. In other words, you won't be talking about your product or service for the duration. So with that in mind, here's a few more things I want to tell you about it before I sign off here. These are not going to be on a specific schedule. I'll publish them as I get them to open slots. So you'll just see them interspersed between the regular shows you've been listening to. No deadlines or long-term commitments for anyone that does this. It's really a chance just to, hey, you know, I've thought about podcasting or I have something I want to share, that opportunity. But if anyone is interested in being a regular contributor to Do the Woo, there's a link on the site in the show notes where you can get that. And this is one of those kind of new things coming, opening it up a bit more to regular contributors. This is in beta, and a lot of you will get that. Yes, I'll be experimenting with how this all plays out. And for some of those that may submit an idea for this, well, not everyone will make the cut. I mean, because I'm going to be totally honest with you there. And I'm looking for specific kinds of content. But on the other hand, it will give you a chance, especially as a developer, to share your experiences and knowledge. And on a side note, just for those that have more thoughts on things going on in the Woo space, I will accept editorial and opinion posts as well, with some parameters, of course. So the gates are open. Hey, that's it. If you are interested in this, you can submit your first idea over on the site, dothewoo.io. Just find this post and you'll find the link in the show notes. Or perhaps you are thinking of being a contributor. Well, you can let us know that as well. And guess what? This is almost a perfect example of the length of podcasts maximum that will be done with this new format. But we'll see how it goes. So I thank you for listening to today's show. I did interject a little bit about sponsors because this was through our regular scheduling. But I'd like to give one more shout out to our two pod friends, Mindsize, who will take care of a lot of that after project worries for your clients with solid maintenance and optimization services, and Trustpilot.com, the world's leading review platform that integrates with WooCommerce and gives your clients the extra benefit of SEO with their free extension on the WooCommerce Marketplace. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at DoTheWoo, on our site at DoTheWoo.io, or on your favorite podcast app. So that is it moving ahead. A few other things coming out, and, you know, help me build this community. And I certainly do want to elevate some voices that are out there that have not had a chance to speak their minds or share their knowledge. So until the next time, keep on doing the woo.